Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio. All right, you've been waiting for it. The midweek version, the early week version, the end week version, it doesn't matter. The good of the day, my friend.
Good of the day. You know what? We're going to go Dan Campbell. Because the legend of Dan, the legend of Dan Campbell continues to grow and grow each single day. Now I don't know if you remember this when he was talking about coffee once, right? You know what his you know his order is a venti Starbucks coffee with two shots of espresso.
Wow,
that's 820 milligrams of caffeine.
Wow,
a normal cup of coffee is like 92.
I think that would kill a normal man.
I think it would. And that's it's not going to kill Dan Campbell. He's a legend.
Not the Paul Bunyan of NFL coaches.
Now, he does partake in the chewing tobacco, but he wants to make sure that there is no flavor added to it because he wants to taste it.
He wants to taste the tobacco?
He wants to taste the tobacco.
I am not familiar with chewing tobacco at all. Is it? Is there flavors?
Can
you get
there's
it like
flavors,
a bubblegum, tutti frutti, grape?
Yeah. You know, he said, you know, for him, it's no wintergreen for him.
Right.
But the most recent one for him, though, was when he was talking about opponents. He says, the dumber you think I am, the better off we are.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't confuse me, Confucius. The dumber you think I am, the better we're going to be.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm taking out of that is if you think I'm dumb, I'm not. I'm smart, and you will see how smart I am by thinking I'm dumb.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Figured it out.
So, yeah.
Way to go, Dan. There should be a whole bunch of Dan Campbell sayings on T-shirts.
You know what? I was just thinking the same thing.
Like, there should be a company that just, everything he says, they should have Dan Campbell T-shirts.
Magnets, posters.
Yeah, exactly. Just a whole
bumper
marketing
stickers.
Angle of all the cool things Dan Campbell says and does.
Yep. He doesn't like cream and sugar in his coffee or flavor in his tobacco because he wants to taste it.
Taste the tobacco. All right. God bless you. I didn't think chewing tobacco was still a thing. I know nothing about it.
It is.
But I didn't know it was still a major thing.
No, I mean, especially down here in the great state of Texas, chewing tobacco is very much a thing down here.
I thought we did the whole mouth cancer thing, and people were like, we got to quit that.
No, what? Hey, not going to happen to me.
No? You chew tobacco?
No.
Oh, I'm
just saying that's what they say. Not going to happen to me.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's basically it. Yeah, well, sort of naive on my part to think that industry died when Dan Campbell's still doing it. So.
No, hey. And he's probably going to recruit more people to it.
Right, very true.
Because he's a man.
Because he's a man. Golly.
Probably chews nails as well. Spits them out.
You know?
That's how he hammers and that's how he built his addition.
I normally don't like when alpha male has to brag about being alpha male, but in Dan Campbell's case, it kind of works.
It does. Because it works with his persona, works with his legend, and that's why I hope the Detroit Lions make him a coach for life.
Yeah.
As long as they win. we'll see.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, just when you thought the Jacksonville Jaguars have it all figured out.
Oh, please don't tell me they're turning the corner.
They didn't turn the corner. You know, they were moving in the right direction, right?
Right.
I mean, they got themselves a good coach.
Right.
They sunk some money into the team.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday they cut a player who was the only player at that position on their roster.
Wait a minute. So now they're actively looking for the whatever position it is?
Yeah, and you want to know what position that is? Kicker.
Kick? Oh, so now they have no kicker.
They have no kicker. And
so the last coach kicked the kicker.
The last coach kicked the kicker, and that kicker got cut.
Right.
And then they went to another kicker, and he finished out the season. But then shortly after the season, he was waived. Then they brought in two kickers and had a kicker competition. But they ended up cutting one at the beginning of training camp and just recently cut the last one they had.
Okay, the Eddie Pinero is available. He just got cut from the Jets because they signed Greg Zuerlein.
And maybe that's how it's going to be.
Is that what they're doing? Okay.
I'm looking at this two ways. One, it's a bold strategy for Jaguars to cut a kicker, just a few weeks before they need someone to do the opening kickoff, unless they're just going to grab someone from the team.
Right.
Like, can you kick?
Can you kick?
But two, is this kind of like the death of the kicker?
Well, That's a great point.
We have great kickers. We highlighted a punter yesterday. You know, the punt god. But if you can go, you say, hey, you know, it's a week, 2 weeks before the season starts. We'll just find a kicker. I'm not worried about it.
That's a good point. Look, they're obviously Hall of Fame level kickers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're just going to be guys, you know, Tucker in Baltimore, Elam with the Broncos. I mean, there's a couple of others.
Current guys on roster. I mean, you know,
have been really good.
Their job security is intact.
Exactly. But for the most part, I feel like that's the most insecure position that you have, because it's a totally what have you done for me lately kind of position. Like, if you start missing kicks, we'll just hold an open tryout on Monday and we'll have a new guy by Sunday, right? It's like, that's kind of the feeling of it. Now, like Mason Crosby in Green Bay, like he started off really well, had some great seasons, then didn't hit kick well, struggled. They're still going with him, but it's like, it's precarious. Like, you can just be, we got plenty of guys. These teams do this all the time. A guy misses three or four kicks in a game and they go, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in. You know?
I feel like, you know, like the ones, it's because it is a skilled position. Not everyone on this team can do it. But I feel like that one is dying. It's like, it's getting to a point, it's like, you know, we'll just.
Is it because there's a lot of people who can do it well, or is it because?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, because if you can do it well, then how come you're sitting there waiting for a team to call you up?
Well, is there 32 teams, 32 kickers, and there's like 60 of them that are on the NFL level, so it doesn't really matter? Like, if your guy's just in, because you see a lot of kickers that they struggle and they go, my God, he's got to go. But they always end up somewhere else. Like, they get their act together or they work on a technique, and next thing you know, they're kicking for the Eagles.
There was a kids movie back in the 90s. I cannot remember what it was called, but it had to deal with the dog trying to find his way home, right?
Uh-huh.
But the dog belonged to a family, and the dad of that household was a kicker. And the whole basis of the story was because the family moved because dad got a new gig. He they just gotten settled into the house. They'd finally unpacked their lax box, and he's like, well, you know what, guys, I just got traded to this team. And I saw that, and it made me laugh, because I'm like, that, you know what, that is very true and accurate to kickers. Like, unless you become like a Justin Tucker type kicker, do they ever really get settled into a town, or they just know, like, it's only a matter of maybe a year or two, we're going to be shipped off to someplace else.
Only unpack the necessities.
Almost like they're
keep everything in storage.
Almost like they're in the military.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
So,
all right. Well, Jacksonville, we'll see who's kicking
kicker.
For him. But you know what would be surprising if Doug Peterson goes, you know, here's the deal. I got somebody on my team that will kick extra points. This next preseason game, we're going for every fourth down in our opponent's territory. Like, we're not kicking field goals.
No, we're not going for extra points. We're just going to go for two.
Yeah, we'll go for two every time. So here's the deal. We're not going to kick an extra point. And we're not going to go for field goals. Our final preseason game is our offense out there every time trying to make a play, trying to convert a fourth down, whatever it takes.
Yep,
that's
and
it.
And you know what? I have
if
someone
we lose 52 to nothing, we lose 52 to nothing.
I have someone who will do a kickoff for us.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, gosh. All right. Because here's the thing with Jacksonville. It's not that I'm rooting for their super success, but I wouldn't mind if Eton was kind of close to his prediction on Doug Peterson.
Coach of the year.
That'd be fun. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I don't know who to give it to, but I'm going to give it to Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay. Reasoning wise, because they Nick Saban, who is already on contract till 2029, just signed a massive extension that'll keep him as the head coach until
2029.
Yeah, he'll be 78.
What is? Oh,
so no, you didn't. Say, did you hear what I said?
No,
he was already signed to a contract that would keep him as the head coach till 2029. Just signed an extension that will keep him as the head coach to 2029. Why did they do this?
Was the extension to give him more money?
The extension was to make him the highest paid coach by about $100,000.
Oh, I got it. So they're going to do this from now. They're going to do this for the next 7 years.
Pretty much.
Like, whenever some young whippersnapper gets a brand new gig at whatever school in the country decides to be bold enough to outpay Nick Saban.
Georgia had made Kirby Smart the highest paid coach, and then Alabama was like, we can't have
that.
Not
a chance.
Here you go, coach. We're going to renegotiate your contract. Even though you're not asking for it, we're going to renegotiate to make sure you continue to be the highest paid coach
how
in the land.
How wonderful is that world? How wonderful is that world to have, like, to be so valuable that the people that sign your checks are petrified you won't be with them down the road? That must be great.
I mean, like, would he go anywhere else at this stage in his life?
Right.
I mean, we're talking, 2029 is about 7 years away?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he's 78, he's 71, maybe 70, 71 right now. He's not moving.
Yeah, where is he going to go? Is he going to pack up Miss Terry and they're going to go to Nebraska?
Yeah, this is Alabama completely saying, you know, no, our coach has to be the highest paid coach in the land. Not you, Kirby
That's
Smart.
Right.
Not you, Jimbo Fisher.
A lot
our
of pride
coach.
In that. That's right. They don't want any bragging rights. They don't want Georgia running their mouth.
No.
That's right.
No, it's always going to be our coach. That's I look at it. He's already like on a, it was like a 10-year, $90 million contract, $100 million contract. It was already huge. It wasn't a huge pay increase, but it was just enough to make him keep him the highest paid coach in college football.
Here's the great thing. Here's the great thing, right? If you can get a position with a company where the company wants to make sure just by their own ego, you're the highest paid employee at whatever you do.
Yep.
Try to get that job.
Always.
Right? Where they're not saying, we're trying to be nice to you by giving you more money. They are trying to protect their own ego by the competitor that is claiming that they have a better situation for them. It's like, no, we pay our employee more. No, hold on. Excuse me, come here. You want more money? You got it. We just paid him more money than your guy.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. And meanwhile, Kirby Smart and Nick Saban are looking at each other like, cha-ching, cash in. Let's just keep doing this for another 7 years. Next thing you know, they'll be getting $1 billion a season to coach college football.
It's only a matter of time before an agent points this out, though. Listen, look, my client here, already on contract to 2029. Just signed an extension to keep him out in that school until 2029.
So I heard, USC, you really like our guy Lincoln Riley. USC's going, we don't love him.
Yeah.
We like him a lot.
But we paid him a lot and he's already on contract. Yeah, but that's not the point.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Because I'm hearing a story that Michigan and Ohio State, you know, the two teams that are going to be in your conference soon, are paying their guys. Oh, good Lord. This is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Well done, Alabama.
Yep. Hey, you retained the bragging rights.
Yeah, that's right. You sure did. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.